Kroger Tenderay Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then, just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Johnny Keith, at one time engaged to be married to Penny Gibbs, is back in Rossville again, with the death of his wife now a thing of the distant past. But while Penny is happy at Johnny's return and busy with her mysterious job for Mrs. Carlton, Freddie Lang is in search of a much-needed $2,300. At the moment, he knocks at Professor Stuart Rogers' door.
Come in.
Hi, Prof.
Oh, hello, Freddie. How's the milkman today?
Uh-huh, not so good, Prof.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, Unc, I'll tell you. It's this way.
Unc? Freddie, do you realize that's the first time you've ever admitted I was your uncle?
Well, I ain't never said that you weren't, have I?
No, but you've certainly avoided the truth of the matter. Why the sudden recognition?
Well, if you gotta know, I want to ask you a favor, Unc.
Oh. Well, you don't have to admit a fact that embarrasses you just to ask a favor.
Okay. I'll skip the Unc angle then and just call you Prof. How's that, Prof?
Well, a little more natural. What can I do for you? Talk Miss Gibbs into keeping the job with Mrs. Carlton?
No, old Lady Carlton took care of that herself.
Wait a minute. Working for Mrs. Carlton?
Yeah. That talking to that you gave her must have been none gave her.
Oh. I'm supposed.
I don't know what that Carlton dame has got on, Gibbsy, but this is just a waste of time to try and talk her out of that job, Prof.
Well, I should say it must be. She certainly wanted to quit the job when I last saw her.
Well, she didn't quit it. If she wakes up one of these days and finds herself a pickle, Brian, it's going to be her own fault.
Well, Miss Gibbs eventually proves she's been doing the right thing. Maybe we shouldn't worry too much. Did you know Johnny Keith was back in town?
Yeah, I did. Gibbsy told me about it last night. He was over to see her.
Yeah, he didn't waste any time, did he?
No. Guess he's it, huh?
I think he always was, Freddie.
It's tough, Prof. I'm sure sorry.
Well, don't be. I don't think I am.
No? What are you looking so sour for?
I'm looking sour?
Yeah. Just like a pickle out of that brine that Gibbsy's asking to fall into.
Well, I was just... What's this favor you want to ask?
Well, I hate to ask it, Prof, but I guess I gotta. It's for old man Williams as much as it is for me, but... Well, how much dough you got?
Right now, in my pocket? $10 or $12.
Well, no, how much you got in a bank or stashed away in an old sock that you can let me have?
What for?
Well, I gotta get the dough so we can get our herd from the railroad. It's here waiting for us, and it's costing us more every day for feed and keep.
Oh, I see. Well, a dairy isn't much good without a herd, is it? How much do you need?
Altogether, we gotta have a little over 3,000 clams.
Clam?
Yeah, clams. You know, bucks, fish, dollars.
Oh, yes, dollars, I know. You need over 3,000.
Yeah, altogether, that is. You see, we got 700 of it now, so all we really need is...
Just a little more than 2,300, that's all.
Yeah, that's all right now, Prof. Uh-huh. But if those cows are stuck down there in the railroad yard very long, I guess we'll be in the whole 3,000 bucks again, plus the 700 we already have.
Well, I can't let you have all the money you need because I don't have that much.
Well, look, whatever you give, you'll get it back. Honest, Prof. Or you can have a hunk of the dairy if you want.
No, Freddie. I don't think I want to go into dairy business, not just yet, at least. I think I'll stick to teaching a while longer. I'll make this a straight loan. You can pay me back whenever you're able.
Oh, that's swell, Prof. It won't take me long, either. Just as soon as we get the dairy going. How much can I hit you for?
Well, all I have in available cash is $800. Will that help?
Will it help? Hey, with the $700 we already got, why, your rate will make it a cool $1,500, and that's just about half of what we need.
Yeah, and I suppose every little bit helps, doesn't it?
Sure.
Well, I won't be able to get you the money till later today. Is that all right?
Oh, sure. I won't need it all until I get the other $1,500 and the money for those other charges.
Well, you drop by this evening, and I'll give you the money just the same. You might as well have it now. Maybe it'll bring you luck in getting the rest of it.
Yeah, maybe it will at that, Prof. You know, him what has gets. That's what they always tell me. Well, thanks a lot, Prof.
Well, I'm glad I can do it, Freddy. Sorry it isn't more, but maybe you won't have too much trouble getting the rest of it.
Hey, Mr. Williams! Mr. Williams!
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Hey, Mr. Williams! I got a good hunk of that dough that we need. 800 clams.
800?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's better than nothing. But I don't know how much good it's going to do us now.
What are you talking about? We're $800 closer to getting those cows out here, ain't we?
Are we? Well, come on in and hear the bad news.
What, more bad news? Oh, gee. Now what's happened?
Better stand close to the stove and warm yourself, son. This is going to chill you all the way through.
We ain't lost the herd, have we?
No, but we're just about to.
Why?
I got a message from the railroad company this morning. Went to the general store and phoned you at Miss Gibbs to tell you about it, but Nora said you'd left.
Yeah, I was out seeing Professor Rogers. He's the guy that kicked in with over, 800 fish.
Well, our 700 and his 800 leaves us still short by almost 1,600.
Yeah.
We're going to need the additional 1,600 by noon tomorrow.
By noon tomorrow? But why?
Because the owner has another buyer willing to put up the money immediately and pay a bonus besides. I've failed to pay the money as quickly as I promised.
Why, that...
It's mine. I spent some of the money we got from the bank rather foolishly. I bought some things we really didn't need, or we'd have the money for the herd.
We need more than $1,500 by tomorrow noon, huh?
$1,590.
$1,590. My gosh, that might just as well be a million.
Yeah, might as well be. I've tried everywhere. I can't borrow a dime. None of my friends have money.
Nobody I know has got money either. But good, maybe. What do you think? Should we let him?
No, Freddy, I'm afraid to obligate myself to someone like Mrs. Carlton. I don't know why, but I'm just afraid.
I don't want her dough either, but... Well, shucks, she's the only chance we got.
Well, let's try something else first.
But what? I can't think of anything short of bank robbery right now. I've tried everything else.
Well, I guess we lose the herd, Freddy. I don't want to take money from Mrs. Carlton. We'd have to borrow it through Miss Gibbs, and what if we fail to pay it back on time?
Yeah, that's one of the things that worries me, too. I wouldn't like to get Gibbsy in any more trouble, and she's already in with that dame. Hey, look.
Yeah?
You get down to the general store by 8 o'clock tonight, see? And call me at Gibbsy's, will you? I think that got me an idea.
$1,500?
Uh-huh. I told Gibbsy we need $2,300 or more this morning, see?
Yeah.
Well, now I know that Gibbsy don't have that kind of dough, or, I guess she couldn't even get that much. But maybe she has a good part of $1,600 that she could let us have. Anyhow, I'm going to beat it back to town and ask her about it. Look, you call me around 8 o'clock, will you? And I'll let you know how I did.
Dum-dee-dum, dum-dee-dum. Oh, good. I'm glad you're home in time.
In time for what?
Look, I'm leaving, and I wanted to see you first.
Hey, with a suitcase and everything. Well, where are you going?
Out of town, but just for overnight. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. You look out for Nora and the baby, won't you?
Well, sure I will, Gibbsy, but... Well, look, I'm glad I saw you before you left anyway. I got 800 clams from Professor Rogers to help pay for that herd this morning.
Oh, Freddy, how wonderful.
Yeah, it sure is great. Now all I need is a little over 1,500 more. I was thinking that maybe you'd have almost that much.
Oh, thank you for the compliment, but... I don't think I have even 100 at the moment.
Oh.
Oh, Freddy, you know I'd give you anything I had.
Yeah, sure I do, Gibbsy.
And I'll still go to Mrs. Carlton for it if you like.
No. That's out. Look, ain't there some way that you can get your mitts on $1,500, Gibbsy? It's not an awful lot.
No, it isn't, Freddie, but...
Don't you know where there's maybe $1,500 or $1,600 just lying around and not doing nothing?
Yes. In fact, I know where there's more than three times that much.
More than three... What?
There are $5,000 right here in the house, Freddie, but it can't be touched.
There's 5,000 clams right here in this house, and you said... What do you mean it can't be touched? Why, I could practically pour it to that.
No, Freddie, not this money. It isn't mine. If it were, you know you could have it.
Oh, it ain't yours. Well, whose is it?
I can't tell you.
Well, what's it doing here, then?
Waiting for something special.
It's waiting? Gibbsy, how long's it got to wait?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a few days. Maybe several weeks. Maybe a month or two. A
month or two, huh? Well, ain't you sort of afraid leaving 5G sitting around the house?
No. No, Freddie. Not as long as no one but you and I know it's here. Oh, golly, it's late. I better be going.
Where are you going, Gibbsy?
Just somewhere.
For old Lady Carlton again, huh? Another one of those mystery trips?
A very important one, though, Freddie. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
But when?
Oh, probably not too late. About 4. You'll stay here, though, won't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, Gibbsy, sure. Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on things.
Thanks, Freddie. And don't worry if I'm later than I expect to be tomorrow. I may be late.
Hello.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, yeah, this is Freddie.
This is Paul Williams, Freddie. You told me to call you at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, and you're right on the dot, too.
Well, you said you were going to try Miss Gibbs for the $1,600. We need any luck?
Well, no, Mr. Williams. No luck in that department. You know, Gibbsy don't even own a C-note right now. But I've still got...
How good?
We can get those cows from the railroad company tomorrow at any time you say.
What?
Yep, you can call them up tomorrow and tell them we're coming down for that herd, and it better be in good shape, too, because I got all the dough.
You mean we have all $3,000 now?
That's right, and the extra dough we need besides.
Well, Freddie, where'd you get it?
Well, Mr. Williams, you never mind where I got it. I didn't do nothing wrong, but we got to give it back awful soon, that's all.
So Freddie has the money at last. Obviously, it's part of the $5,000 Mrs. Carlton secretly gave to Penny. Or is it? What will happen if Penny suddenly needs the money and then finds a good part of it missing? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish, and Kroger count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcers.